know you can listen to Superhuman Radio while mobile? That's right. Go to the iPhone store and download the free Shoutcast app and then search for the Superhuman channel.
This is the Superhuman channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good.
The following paid program does not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of the staff and management of Tri-Scepter Productions or the Superhuman Channel. Tri-Scepter Productions and the Superhuman Channel are not responsible for any claims, warranties, or guarantees made during this program.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. Gym where excuses never apply. It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, welcome back. It's Tuesday. You know what that means. During the first portion of the show, we'll be performing the Blueprint Power Hour with Rob Regish. Later in the show, we're going to be joined by Cindy Nachman of Altrient. They are a new sponsor, and I'm really excited about them because I searched for them. I met them at an anti-aging show a few years ago and wanted to get them on the show for the past few years. And quite frankly, they weren't ready to do any type of radio advertising. But I convinced them to come aboard because I told them that my audience would get their message. And so we'll be talking to her later in the show. But first, we are joined right now by my good friend, Rob Regish. How are you, Rob?
Doing great, brother. How are those toes feeling?
You know, I got to be honest with you. You know, I don't want to play it down, but I mean, I'm not in any way really hampered by this, except in some very, very minor ways. I mean, I trained back yesterday, so I was relegated to the elliptical machine because that flat platform follows your foot, and I could alter the bending of my toes a bit.
Right.
So I'm not ready for like treadmill or walking work, I predict. But I did do a lot of walking at the Arnold. I mean, my gosh. I mean, I did a lot of walking at the Arnold the whole weekend.
So let's talk about that. How was the Arnold?
It was great. This was the biggest crowd I've ever seen at the Arnold. I got to tell you something. It was so big that I feel like that convention center may not be big enough for the Arnold any longer. You know, it's really startling to me that the mainstream media doesn't pick up on that show every year with the same excitement that they pick up on the Olympics, because there are more athletes there and from more countries and in more disciplines. I mean, everything from, you know, fencing to you name it. I mean, I mean gymnastics. I mean, they have everything there. It's just amazing. But the Expo Center is so crowded on Saturday that it is almost not even. And see, what happens is most people drive up on Friday because they have to work all week. So Saturday is a big day, and then they go home on Sunday. That one day, Saturday, is just it's just chaotic in there. You can't get anywhere. It's like human cattle being driven up and down these corridors where people are trying to get free samples of things, meet athletes and take pictures with them, you know, people that they know. You'll be proud to know that I met Bruno Sammartino.
Oh, that's terrific. How's he doing? How's he looking?
Yeah, you know, he doesn't look like he did when we know him. But, you know, he's older, he's bald, but he still has the, you know, I knew it was him because I saw the bent nose and the trademark cauliflowered ears.
Yeah.
And I said, oh, my God, that's him. Mark Henry was there. Talked to Mark for a couple minutes. Guy is just a monster. We hung out with Rob Terry at the Kinetic Cream booth on Thursday. On Friday for a little while. So I know that, you know, there's a lot of big wrestling fans out there. And so we met quite a few of those wrestlers. Triple H has cut his hair. Have pictures of Triple H at the International Sports Hall of Fame inductee opportunity that we attended where Bruno Sammartino was inducted.
I met him when he was still in Killer Kowalski's wrestling school.
Isn't that something?
Yeah, right. I'll never forget it. I met him. It was even before he signed with WCW. Had a friend that was going to Kowalski school, and Triple H was there, and you know, I was watching work with him in the ring, and just a nice guy too. You know, just pretty down to earth, relaxed guy. You know, that was way before he became this mega star. He was wrestling in Kowalski's promotion under the name Terra Rising.
Terra Rising. I like that. Terra Rising. Terra Rising. You know, it's really funny. They talked about Bruno Sammartino, which he was extremely strong. Little did I know that Bruno trained with Arnold back in the day. Arnold, Bruno, and Franco Colombo were all very close friends. They hadn't seen each other in 40 years.
Wow.
And apparently Bruno had been sick, and he's overcome quite a bit of illness. I'd love to have him on the show sometime. But
yeah,
I didn't know that Bruno trained with Arnold and Franco back in the day. And Arnold talked about seeing Bruno lifting wrestlers over his head and like pressing them over his head that were in the 300 to 400 pound area. And then I guess Dr. Bob Goldman said that Bruno lifted Haystacks Calhoun over his head. Now, I don't remember this because I watched Friday night. I think it was a Friday or Saturday night. They had wrestling in New York on Channel 47. It was the Spanish station. It was called Lucha Libre Wrestling.
Lucha Libre. Yeah.
And I remember Haystacks Calhoun and Bruno, but I don't remember Bruno lifting Haystacks over his head because I thought that Haystacks was close to 600 pounds.
Yeah, he was. I don't recall that either, but you know what? I wouldn't doubt it. I mean, Sammartino back in the day was a specimen if there ever was one. And if I'm not mistaken, he built a lot of his upper body mass doing very heavy barbell pullovers. He was big on those. And really, I mean, the man is a testament to drug-free training for life because he's been more or less, you know, he's disgusted with the way the business of professional wrestling has been conducted, and has turned down multiple invitations to, you know, the Hall of Fame and so forth. But
well, that changed because next week he's being inducted into the whatever the Wrestling Hall of Fame is.
Wow.
Yes.
Came to terms with Vince.
Yes.
Huh?
Yes. He's being inducted next week.
Good, man. It's, you know, nobody wants to have ill will, especially that late in the game. And God knows that guy deserves it. I mean, you want to talk about
you want to hear something amazing about him that I didn't know? He sold out Madison Square Garden more times than any other celebrity, entertainer, you name it, in the world. He sold out Madison Square Garden 124 times. There is no one that even comes close to selling every single ticket in Madison Square Garden, even a dozen times. He did it 124 times. Capacity crowd at MSG, 124 times. Nobody. That's like Guinness Book of World Records stuff right there.
Yeah, it mattered. You know, it's overlooked, but even Hogan didn't sell out MSG that many times. And you know, think about it. There was no cable television, no pay-per-view in Bruno's day. His ability to draw in New York, Philadelphia, you know, all the way down to McMahon's father ran the old WWWF for territory.
Right.
From New York all the way down to Washington, D.C. And Bruno was it, man. He was the man.
I'll tell you what happened. I was able to listen to him being interviewed. The media crush at this event was unbelievable. I thought I was going to have an opportunity to talk to him because the story that I wanted to share with him was this. As a young boy, I hated eating a traditional Italian green dish called broccoli rabi, or as we called it, rocli rab. Okay? I hated it. It was bitter. It's bitter, more bitter than collard greens. Okay? And I hated eating it. My mother made it all the time. And my father used to say to me, if you want to be strong like Bruno Sammartino, you have to eat your rocli rab. And so I would choke that stuff down because I believed, he said, Bruno eats it every day. So Bruno Sammartino was the Italian Popeye. When they Popeye was trying to get kids to eat spinach, parents were using Bruno to get kids to eat broccoli Robbie. I wanted to tell him that story, but I never got a chance to tell him. So that was my only thing that I was a little disappointed in. But it was just amazing, the media crush that was there. But it was a lot of fun. Elisa and I did have a lot of fun. We met lots of people. We'll talk about that on Casual Friday a little bit. So give you guys an update. What did you hear about the Arnold?
I didn't hear much, which is why I asked you. You know, one of the things that I wanted to ask you with respect to the free samples was, you know, how much did you walk away with?
And me?
Did you see anything innovative?
Nothing. Nothing. I saw nothing innovative, and I walked away with nothing. It's just amazing the plethora of companies that are there selling nitric oxide boosters, pre-workout, post-workout, intra-workout, protein powders. It's just. I mean, it comes down to there's very little innovation taking place any longer, and it's all about packaging and marketing. Why my protein powder is better than the other 6,000 protein powders there. I mean, I think that Way Natural could have kicked butt there. I got to be honest with you, because they have the most interesting story to tell of all the protein powder companies out there, in my humble opinion.
Yeah.
I mean, it grass-fed from inside the United States, no heat pasteurization, only three ingredients, the whey, natural flavor, and stevia. I mean, really, but the only problem is, I don't know that crowd would get the message about Way Natural, because that crowd is willing to consume aspartame and every other artificial ingredient, in the quest for more muscle. And so I don't know that they would see the value of it. But I really, I didn't see anything that I went, wow, there's the next creatine. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's not out there.
No, it's just regurgitation of the same stuff over and over again. That's really what it's come down to. They've turned all these products into commodity products. And that's why it's so hard for me to find advertisers. I got to be honest with you, not to pre-pimp this, but I'm having Cindy Nachman on from Altrient later in the show. I met them at the A4M convention in Vegas like 4 or 5 years ago, I think, maybe 4 years ago. Wanted them on here because they make some of the best liposomally delivered products in the world. One of them that we're not talking about yet, but we're going to talk about in the next couple of weeks, that is the reason that I wanted them on. Liposomally delivered glutathione. I mean, it gets into the cells. It's hard to find companies like that. I can't keep bringing the same category of companies on where they're competing for my audience. You know, where, well, you know, you get three same categories. Who do I buy? It's so hard to find innovative and new products out there. It's ridiculous. Few people like yourself are really working hard to come up with anything new.
Yeah. And you know, it what floors me is the number of labs that I've called that actually are discouraging, you know, doing something new. You know, they're flat out saying, no, you know, you don't want to do that now. Nobody's doing anything new. Everybody's playing it close to the vest. You know, here are our stock items. You know, put together something from that. And
yeah.
It's like, no, you know, because you wind up with rehashed hash.
There were three companies there that are private label companies that basically said, here's the dozen or two dozen products we carry. Put your label on it and resell it. They were out. They were there. They were right there in the world, like where the average consumer, end user, is walking by, going, "Wait a minute, that looks suspiciously like the bottle that I just saw at, you know, XYZ company down. I wonder if they're just buying it from these guys." And yep, I think they are. I mean, I tell you another company that's innovative, and I shouldn't say there's nobody innovative. Dirk Tanis over at Applied Nutraceuticals. He's an original thinker like you. He's always searching for something. He does a lot of research. Applied Nutraceuticals had some interesting products, and I'm actually going to try to get them on the air with us. But other than that, I can't point at anybody. I really can't.
Yeah. Well, you know what? I hope it stays that way because my stuff will definitely be
Interestingly enough, Ronnie Coleman has now thrown his hat into the supplement business, even though there was a time and place where Ronnie really didn't even believe in the post-workout protein drink.
Right.
And now all of a sudden, you know, he puts his name on things. Ronnie Coleman signature series, and people are going to go, okay, I'm going to take that stuff because it's going to make me look like Ronnie Coleman. You know, I don't know. I don't want to say too much, but listen, let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we're going to launch with a question from Richard Patterson. You're listening to the Blueprint Power Hour, brought to you by the Blueprint Bulletin. Get the Blueprint message delivered right to your inbox. Go to superhumanradio.com, click the Blueprint Bulletin banner ad today. We'll be right back.
Guys and gals, are you over 30 with a poor sex drive, gaining unwanted fat, or feel weak or tired? You may be suffering from hormone imbalances that can be treated affordably by physician-supervised hormone therapy. Why wait to feel like you again? Call Core Medical Group now to schedule your hormone check and save $100 when you mention Superhuman Radio. Call 617-869-7961. That's 617-869-7961. Physical and medical history required prior to therapy. Some restrictions apply. Call for details, 617-869-7961. Feel like you again.
If you want to outlast, outmuscle, and outperform your competition with a high-powered, stimulant-free carbohydrate source that has zero sugars, you want Carbolin. Carbolin is the original high-performance fuel that will allow you to load your muscles with glycogen in minutes instead of hours. As a pre, intra, and post-training supplement, it will give you a hardness and fullness to your muscles like you've never felt before. As an endurance supplement, Carbolin has been proven to increase VO2 max by 2.8%. If you want fast absorption and sustained energy without bloating or cramping, get Carbolin. Go to AAEFX.com today. Everyone wants growth hormone because growth hormone works. Now AgeForce is offering a buy one, get one free on their most popular transdermal patch. The Power Patch contains 25 milligrams of real somatropin per patch. It delivers real, competent human growth hormone right to your bloodstream without the discomfort of injections. There's never been a better time to see what the Power Patch can do for you. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the AgeForce banner ad today. This offer ends soon. Get your growth hormone the H-Force way. Power Patch.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
I usually avoid protein bars because they're generally just candy in disguise. But that's all changed now. With Quest Protein Bars, we can enjoy dessert again without the guilt. With 20 grams of whey isolate protein, tons of prebiotic fiber, no sugar added, and only 2 to 6 grams of active carbohydrates per bar, Quest bars will keep you full and lean. I've never endorsed a protein bar before because I simply didn't trust them. That's all changed with the Quest bar. Not just because of what's in them, but more so for what's not. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Quest protein bar banner ad. Start enjoying dessert again.
New from Rob Riggish, author of The Blueprint and SHR's own Blueprint Power Hour, comes The Blueprint Bulletin. Every month, Rob delivers the absolute latest and greatest information right to your inbox. Everything's on the table, including training, diet, supplementation, gray market products, and more. This is a fantastic way to stay one step ahead of your competition and use these secrets to up your game. Go to theblueprintbulletin.com or click the Blueprint Bulletin banner ad on superhumanradio.com to get your free introductory issue. Go to theblueprintbulletin.com today.
Get stronger. Feel younger. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back. Listen to mashups on Superhuman Radio's SHR network from 5 a.m. to 9 a.m. every morning. You could do your cardio or train. Listen live. Okay, the first question comes from Richard Patterson. He says, looking forward to your comments on BCAAs. I recall hazily Adele's comments at Subversity about BCAAs by themselves reducing performance.
Yeah, this is a great question, and I'm glad he picked up on it because it really does illustrate something that Adele very astutely summarized as another chapter in the book of good things that turn against you when taken in excess. So specifically, what Richard's referring to was a study done on Windstar rats. And briefly, there were rats in three groups. So there was a control group and then two others. The first group received 50%, let's say, a diet enriched with 50% branched-chain amino acids, and another with 50% more, or we'll call them the 100% group. And the study lasted for 6 weeks, during which the rodents were subjected to a one-hour-a-day weight-bearing and swimming protocol five times a week. The interesting part of it was this. While the rodents in the 50% branched-chain amino acid group showed an expected increase in endurance, 37% over their peers, those in the high-dose group, the 100% BCAA group, experienced a rather pronounced drop in endurance, 43% less than the controls, which, not coincidentally, went hand-in-hand with a big increase in blood ammonia, about 34%, according to that study.
Wow.
So exhaustive exercise such as this usually does result in a state of acute ammonia toxicity, which, when severe enough, can and does negatively affect your central nervous system. You can oftentimes smell this in your sweat in the gym.
Yeah, yeah.
It results in an impaired ability to coordinate motor activity during exercise. And Adele, again, correctly pointed out that the rodents in that high BCAA group ingested more than 2.6 to 3.8 times more branched-chain aminos than glutamine, a fact which may have contributed to temporary glutamine deficiency.
Mm-hmm.
The lesson being this, glutamine and certain other aminos, for what it's worth, detoxify ammonia, that is to say they scavenge ammonia when BCAAs are oxidized. So here's the bottom line. Branched-chain aminos are one of, if not, you know, the most well-researched performance enhancer on the market. Yet, there really is such thing as too much of a good thing.
Right.
And this is precisely the reason I recommend a well-rounded branched-chain amino acid formula, such as Extreme Formulations Ice Version 2. In addition to their BCAAs and nitrates in that product, it includes glutamine and a full gram of citrulline malate. Now, that citrulline malate in particular is where they've really done their homework. For example, researchers at the Institute of Biology in France studied citrulline malate in humans. And this was, the gold standard of scientific studies, double-blind, placebo-controlled crossover study. They concluded with the following statement. Citrulline malate has a protective effect against acidosis and ammonia poisoning and explains the anti-fatigue properties of citrulline malate in man. In other words, it's a fantastic ammonia scavenger.
You know, why is anyone still taking BCAAs now that we know that EAAs are more important anyway?
Well, you know, there's a time and a place for BCAAs. There's another question a little further along where I'll expand upon that. But I will say this. I put my money where my mouth is, meaning last week after I got off air, I ordered another tub of Extreme Formulations Ice Version 2 for that very reason. You know, if you're ordering up just bulk generic BCAAs, it really does pay dues to ask yourself this question. You know, what's going to scavenge all the ammonia as a result of all that BCAA oxidation?
Right.
That's going on. So, can't say enough about the product. I hope that helps, Richard. It was a very interesting study, and it just goes to show you, you know, you got to do business with companies that do their homework.
Okay. The next question comes from an avid listener and also someone who appeared on the show in the Muscle Saves Lives episodes, Carly Gomez. She says, Rob, you had me stop in my tracks to listen to your blueprint tip of the day, finding your fight. You really made me think, and to the point of experiencing a waterfall of emotion and overwhelming sense of clarity. I realized that I truly want, and I am going for it. I am not saving anything for the swim back. No more holding back. Thank you.
Yeah, you know, the reason I included this comment, was for a couple of reasons. Number one, I just came from the gym, and I don't know about you or where you are, but this time of year, people are just, they seem to be in a real rut. If they even make it to the gym, I'm looking around, and people are really just going through the motions. I was on the fence about doing this tip of the day for that particular episode, given we have a lot of listeners that want to hear about supplements, right? Yet, I've since heard from Carly and dozens of others about how powerful this kind of message really is. And the reason why I'm bringing it up here again is that there's a lot of powerful information on Superhuman Radio. And it's quote-unquote that time of year when even the best of us finds it difficult to get motivated. If that's you, please do pull up episode number 1141, the Blueprint Power Hour, plus the Valentine's Day special. You can't get this kind of motivation in a bottle, and it just may be the shot of whiskey you need to relock, reload, and help you get back to Gainesville.
Yeah, because it's true. Everybody's looking for a pill. They're all looking for a supplement. But really, at the end of the day, a supplement is exactly what it means, a supplement. It doesn't mean it's your primary. It means it's a supplement, and it means that the primary has to come from within. All right, the next question comes from Mike via the Predator Nutrition forums. Played football Tuesday night on AstroTurf. Not played for a few weeks due to bad knee, which I get from running on AstroTurf. Woke up yesterday in agony, struggling to get downstairs and get dressed. Rest of the day yesterday, but up my MPS and took 5 before bed. Woke up this morning pain-free. Does MPS have strong healing properties? In my second week of it, and DOMS is a thing of the past, makes me question if I am working hard enough in the gym. Gains have been nice. Look much fuller and pump stays all day. Feel great at the moment. I have a teething 9-month-old which wakes during the night. I train at 6 a.m. and even with the lack of sleep, I wake up full of energy. I'm honestly shocked. I was booking an appointment for a scan this morning. It was so bad. Amazing product. Does it have healing effects, Rob?
Yeah. What we're finding is this MPS, Mass Pro Synthogen. We are getting a lot of feedback as to Synthogen's ability to relieve, not only just relieve pain, but actually heal chronic injuries, and it happens in a very short period of time. And while I didn't design it with those objectives in mind, I am grateful it's happening because it's giving a new lease on life to many a banged-up lifter. Now, as to what's going on, I can only speculate given we are testing Synthogen. There's testing underway as to inflammatory markers like interleukin-6 and others at an anti-aging clinic in Houston. Until then, here are my thoughts. Much of it goes back to Synthogen's attributes working concurrently. Number one, it has some pretty profound anti-inflammatory action via positively modulating cortisol levels and two, deep tissue repair. The latter apparently is not limited to just muscle tissue, but rather joints. I suspect the full-spectrum reponsicum carthamoids extract that we use plays a major part there, given it's been shown to rebuild cartilage and joints. And if you head on over to ergolog.com, there's a study there supporting that. In addition to that, Synthogen layers in orotic acid and beta-alanine, which the combination of those two has been shown to accelerate tissue repair and wound healing. And I provide the scientific reference for anybody that's interested in that. In most formulas, what you see is beta-alanine as a standalone, which isn't necessarily a bad thing because beta-alanine will combine with histidine, an essential amino acid, and convert into carnosine in muscle tissue, providing a greater buffering effect, if you will. The only problem with that is histidine, being an essential amino acid, gets pulled out of circulation and is now no longer available for protein synthesis. The entire thing struck me as, you know, the entire mechanism, if you will, struck me as being meaningless if the correct amount of essential amino acids weren't present. You can have the finest repair crew on hand in the world, but those workers need bricks to repair and rebuild your body with, and that's why I spent so much time working up the optimal essential amino acid ratios for Synthogen. So here's the final word, Mike. It's nice to know, right, that a product delivers on its claims. It's nicer still to know it goes above and beyond in helping people train pain-free. So if you're interested in learning more about it, Synthogen is available here in the States at MuscleMass.com and in Europe at PredatorNutrition.com, which is where Mike posted his comments. If you're feeling run down and in need of a recovery boost with healing properties to boot, please do give it your consideration. I know I've been struggling with some elbow tendonitis for a long time, and when I finally got on, you know, Synthogen, we finally rolled the product out, I haven't had these kind of issues. And you know, you don't know what you got, I guess, until it's gone.
Alright, let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we will pick it up with the Blueprint Power Hour with Rob Regish, brought to you by the Blueprint Bulletin. Learn more about the Blueprint Bulletin by going to superhumanradio.com. We'll be right back.
Iron Mag Labs is the leading supplement company offering the most hardcore pro-anabolic supplements. Visit IronMagLabs.com and check out our top-selling products. Asta RX, Halo Extreme, Sinustain RX, E-Control RX, Decadrol Max, Ultramale RX. Iron Mag Labs makes supplements that actually work. No hype, no BS, just real results. There's a reason you keep hearing about Iron Mag Labs. Come see what you're missing. Visit Iron Mag Labs at IronMagLabs.com for the most hardcore bodybuilding supplements.
This time of year, it seems everyone's sick. You need to do everything you can to avoid it. A healthy immune system starts with a healthy lifestyle. This includes Altrient C. Altrient C delivers the vitamin C your body needs. In fact, Altrient delivers 200% more vitamin C than pills or powders. Go to AltrientC.com. That's AltrientC.com. It even comes with a money-back guarantee. For vitamin C that actually gets absorbed, go to AltrientC.com or call 888-437-6353 to order. That's 888-437-6353. Altrient C, 21st Century Vitamin C.
Calling all men. The Men's Stack is here from Muscle Gauge Nutrition. The Men's Stack will give you the energy you need to train harder and the materials you need to build new muscle. The Men's Stack includes American Protein Isolate, Stimulant-Free Pre-Workout Alpha Rage, Muscle Pump Activator, L-Arginine, AKG, and Multivitamin Plus Minerals specifically formulated for men. Now, Superhuman Radio listeners can get this Men's Stack for just $99 and free shipping while supplies last. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Muscle Gauge banner ad today.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your question. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead.
Save money and gain performance and health benefits with Whey Natural USA. They are overstocked and having a blowout sale on 2.5 pound jugs of grass-fed whey. This awesome product comes from Amish-fed cows inside the USA. Whey Natural USA is cold-processed through the patented Chill-Rite method and comes with only three ingredients: grass-fed whey protein concentrate, organic flavor, and stevia. Save big. Just click the Whey Natural USA banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Get a free sample plus a 15% discount with free shipping coupon product for the first
700 customers.
My friends are always asking me what I do to keep my face so youthful and fresh looking. I use RGCell Super Stem Cell Support. RGCell is the only cosmeceutical with penetrating anti-aging messenger molecules that activate old and dormant stem cells to restore your skin to a healthier, younger appearance. This helps to repair DNA, stimulate new cell growth, and aggressively eliminate wrinkles. You can learn more by visiting superhumanradio.com and clicking the RGCell banner ad today.
Your radio just got ripped. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back. Hey, did you hear the dead air there for a second?
Yeah, what happened?
I was busy doing my bodyweight squat. I was like, what's that? Dead air. Oh, my God. All right, so anyway, welcome back to Superhuman Radio.
Hey, interestingly enough, we were talking about nobody's doing anything innovative.
Right.
I just got a note from one of the people I'm working with on my new product, and he says the labs are being painfully slow and resistant to anything new or changes these days, and it is becoming concerning to me as to why. And this guy's been around the block a long time.
Yeah.
And he says they just don't want to do anything other than the status quo.
Okay. Panos Antonakos, who is enhancing the quotient of physical culture in Greece every day.
Every day.
I keep hearing about how great the reverse hyper is, but my gym doesn't have one. Any tips on how to mimic the movement? Good question.
Yeah, it's a great question. And it just, I'm continually dumbfounded by the number of gyms that I walk into where the staff doesn't have a clue as to what a reverse hyper is. But yes, in fact, there are several ways to go about it, but it does take some creative thinking. It turns out there really is merit in the Smith machine, although it's not what you think. To perform a reverse hyper motion, the torso, upper torso, must be stabilized and the legs free to swing, right, underneath the body and then brought back up again. In practice, it looks like almost like a straight-legged mule kick. Unlike the traditional 45-degree hyper most people are familiar with, the reverse hyper trains the entire posterior chain in unison, the hamstrings, glutes, and lower back, while rotating the sacrum. It also provides a gentle traction-like effect, opening up the space between the discs when the legs are pulled underneath the body. And when you reverse the motion and kick back up, it pumps blood into the discs, which we know are notoriously slow to heal due to poor blood flow. So here's how to go about it. Set the bar high enough on the Smith machine such that you have to jump up onto it. Now, you want to take one of those pads that they normally use for squatting or a thick towel and place that over the middle where your hips are going to come in contact with the bar. From there, you lean forward and grab the sides of the Smith machine to stabilize your torso. You want to try to perform no weight at first, just keeping your legs straight, 15 to 20 reps to get the feel of the movement. And now, here's where things get tricky. And I'm talking about loading the movement. To add resistance, you have two options. The first is to loop a leather belt around your ankles and cinch it up tight with a dumbbell between your feet. You want to ensure there's enough space between the dumbbell and the ground such that your legs are free to swing forward and back. The real trick is keeping your legs straight, and it helps to keep the toes pointed backwards as you're going to be tempted to bend at the knees, particularly when you add heavier and heavier weights. Just don't do it. If possible, perform the movement where you can actually look sideways into a mirror, or have a training partner, you know, give you feedback, watch you from the side, in order to ensure your legs are kept straight. Your other option is to anchor a mini band around your ankles and attach it to a support directly in front of you. This effectively reverses the strength curve, and it's my preferred way of performing the exercise if you have to rig it up in a Smith machine. Provided you get that set up right, the band will pull your legs underneath the body And when reversing the motion, the resistance increases, right, the further you kick back. Now, you don't want to go too high because you'll hyperextend the back, but trust me, when the band's on there, it's going to be difficult too anyway. Parallel, legs parallel to the ground is sufficient. Here's the bottom line. Most gyms, unfortunately, don't have a reverse hyper. But where there's a will, there's a way. While it may not be optimal, this setup on the Smith & Machine does convey many of the advantages of the reverse hyper, and it gets the job done. I hope that helps, Panis.
Okay. Next question comes from Greg Geldart. You know what's interesting to me? The same people have great questions. They ask different questions all the time, and I would expect that by now, with the tens of thousands of downloads that this show gets, this particular Blueprint Power Hour gets, that there would be more questions from people out there. But I don't know if it's people don't have specific questions and they're learning from these guys because these guys are much more introspective, or the people are afraid to submit questions. I just don't know what it is. But okay.
No, I get a lot of follow-up discussion on my Facebook page, you know, to answers that these people ask. And
it starts with this, and then I guess it builds from there, some dialogue. But okay, so Greg Geldart says, I've been using a lot of caffeine lately, either by itself or as part of pre-workout formulas. While it works to get me jacked up, I don't like the way it makes me crash or the headache I get when coming off. Is there any better alternative? Yeah, lots of things.
Yeah. I've been meaning to speak to this for a long time because caffeine, for all its merits, has just been way overdone. And, you know, we talked before about the Arnold and pre-workout products. It's just when ephedra, you know, got problematic, it just became a game of jacking up the caffeine levels and dreaming up new names for it, which is sad. But pharmacologically speaking, caffeine is just one of a group of compounds known as methylxanthines or xanthines. And while caffeine is well known to induce central nervous system stimulation, there are other lesser known xanthines with big upsides to consider. One of them is in the supplement yerba mate. It's a little discussed option bringing what I call the xanthine trifecta to the table, those being caffeine, theobromine, and theophylline. Theobromine is best known for its mood-elevating properties. Now, it's a milder stimulant than caffeine, but there's evidence that it conveys other important benefits. For example, in a study published in March 2005, the American Journal of Clinical Nutrition, healthy participants were given dark chocolate for 15 days, which contains high amounts of theobromine. They were then switched to white chocolate, which contains none. The researchers found that dark chocolate, quote, significantly improved insulin sensitivity, which we know is a major factor in losing fat. And the authors also said that they were hopeful larger scale studies would test theobromine in individuals who have insulin resistance, including the obese. Theophylline, on the other hand, boosts energy by raising levels of intracellular CAMP, or cyclic adenosine monophosphate. CAMP is what allows your cells to utilize the fat-burning hormones glucagon and adrenaline. And what's intriguing about yerba mate is that its stimulating effects are unlike other caffeine-containing beverages like coffee, colas, and teas, meaning it doesn't rattle you like straight caffeine. You don't get a crash. You don't have headaches coming forth. A lot of that goes back to having all three of these xanthines in the mix. So while the caffeine here does stimulate your central nervous system, the other two work hand in glove to smooth out that energy curve, preventing the caffeine crash, and it maximizes fat oxidation, particularly the theophylline. That's precisely what you want when entering the weight room, the study hall, or whatever other task it is that requires your peak physical or mental performance. Next time you see a world-class athlete prepare for a competition, whatever it is, watch them closely. They are careful to be in the zone, not so overstimulated. They're off in orbit somewhere. Big difference.
In fact, if you get overstimulated, you can actually get washed out and lose a lot of strength. I've seen this at powerlifting competitions where a guy was ready to go, and then he did one of those snappers, those amyl nitrate snappers.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's like you could see it in his face. He got washed out. It's like he wasn't in the zone anymore. His body, his nervous system was so jacked that he didn't have the strength that he was supposed to have. Have you ever seen that happen?
Oh, listen, you're talking to the guy that learned it the hard way. You know, 20 plus years ago when I discovered ephedrine, you know, it's like, oh my God, this is the greatest stuff in the world. It boosts your short-term strength. It's, you know, you have lots of energy, yada, yada. So, wow, you know, it must be even better if you take more. You know, what happened was just the reverse. There's definitely the law of diminishing returns with these stimulants. You're prone to making mistakes by rushing. You know, I can vividly recall misloading a bar badly on a deadlift.
Huh.
You know, you miss a 45 on one end and you got it on the other.
Oh, man.
You might as well, you know, just have your chiro's number handy, your chiropractor.
Yeah.
But beyond that, central nervous system overstimulation, yes, will result in disinhibition, meaning you're not going to be stronger, you're going to be weaker. So all of that brings me to dosing and product recommendations with respect to yerba mate. You're going to have to scratch around a bit, but Gero makes a nice 5-to-1 extract product called Green Mate. You get 100 caps at 500 milligrams a pop for around $15 online, which is pretty darn reasonable. You want to consider dosing two of those, with the upper limit, I would say, being three. I doubt many people need three. Let's say an hour at a training. This product is ideal for a couple of reasons. And a couple of populations. The first is people that are looking to kick their caffeine habit or otherwise get into the zone with higher and higher escalating dosages of caffeine. And also a lot of the pre-workouts that are out there that just leave you with the crash and the jitters. I've seen it happen over and over again. Yeah, these things work, but they wash out quick. Like, you know, who wants to crash halfway through their workout? So yerba mate prevents that by virtue of the fact that it has a long tail on it, and it's a smooth rise and fall in energy. Here's the final word. By using only caffeine, in my mind, you give up two-thirds of nature's most powerful xanthines. By using all three in yerba mate, it delivers a smoother rise in energy levels while leveraging the additional benefits that product conveys, and there are, I forget, there are over 100 different ingredients in yerba mate, antioxidants, anti-inflammatories, amino acids. I mean, you compare that to caffeine, and you're really giving up a lot by just, you know, caffeine, hydrochloride, and that's it. Highly recommended. Look into yerba mate as an alternative.
The other thing I have to say is that the Craze only has 80 milligrams of caffeine per entire scoop. And a lot of people can get by on a half a scoop as a pre-workout. So when you want to talk about the kind of focus it takes to push hard without being overstimulated, if you want to try a supplement that's sold in a jar, I would give Craze a try for sure.
Oh, yeah. Went through two tubs of it. Thoroughly enjoyed it.
I love this stuff. All right, we're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we're going to pick it up. We have a question from Eddie Azaro. We also have a question that just came in as a follow-up to the discussion about ammonia and glutamine. So stay tuned. You're listening to the Blueprint Power Hour, brought to you by the Blueprint Bulletin. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Blueprint Bulletin banner ad today. We'll be right back.
True protein. Protein is now TrueNutrition.com. The company that gave you personalized protein blends has now expanded their offerings to include over 5,000 new products. Whether your interests are health and fitness, sports nutrition and supplements, or fitness gear and accessories, you'll find what you're looking for at TrueNutrition.com. Check out the new vegetarian and vegan product lines as well. Oh, and don't worry, you can still blend your own personal protein supplements with a full range of milk, whey, casein, beef, egg, rice, and soy proteins. Check out TrueNutrition.com today.
Have you ever been let down by so-called nitric oxide muscle pump products before?
Well, prepare to be shocked. Vengeance is like nothing you've ever tried before. Vengeance leverages several different scientifically proven technologies to deliver what some users say are painfully explosive pumps. If you are satisfied with nitric oxide products that make you wonder if they're working, move on. But if you want a muscle pump that you'll not only feel, but others will see, train with a vengeance. Go to xfmuscle.com today and get vengeance.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
My friends are always asking me what I do to keep my face so youthful and fresh looking. I use RG Cell Super Stem Cell Support. RG Cell is the only cosmeceutical with penetrating anti-aging messenger molecules that activate old and dormant stem cells to restore your skin to a healthier, younger appearance. This helps to repair DNA, stimulate new cell growth, and aggressively eliminate wrinkles. You can learn more by visiting superhumanradio.com and clicking the RG Cell banner ad today.
You train hard. You push the limits of your body every day, and sometimes pain pushes back. Now silence your pain with Phoenix Kinetocream. Kinetocream is made using a perfect blend of natural ingredients and reduces inflammation and shuts down pain with its very first use. Listen to what one user said about Phoenix Kinetocream.
Training made me ache. My back, my shoulders, even my elbows. I rub Kinetocream on my shoulders, and in minutes, I could feel the pain go away, not covered up by that freezing feeling like other creams. The pain was gone.
You can learn more about Kinetic Cream by visiting PhoenixBioPerformance.com. Don't let pain slow you down. Rise above the ashes with Phoenix Kinetic Cream. That's PhoenixBioPerformance.com.
New from Rob Ragish, author of The Blueprint at SHR's own Blueprint Power Hour, comes The Blueprint Bulletin. Every month, Rob delivers the absolute latest and greatest information right to your inbox. Everything's on the table, including training, diet, supplementation, gray market products, and more. This is a fantastic way to stay one step ahead of your competition and use these secrets to up your game. Go to theblueprintbulletin.com or click the Blueprint Bulletin banner ad on superhumanradio.com to get your free introductory issue. Go to theblueprintbulletin.com today.
Build muscle, burn fat. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. Later in the show, we'll be joined by Cindy Nachman from Alltrant. We're going to talk about the Alltrant product line. It's a really exciting discussion, I can promise you. Very, very hard to find innovative supplement companies today to advertise on the show. Okay. We received an email question just now from a live listener named Ricky Seda, S-E-D-A, maybe it's Seda. I'd like to address it before we move on to Eddie Azaro's question, okay?
Yeah, sure.
So Ricky says, and I emailed him back and asked him if we already answered this, but maybe we haven't, and that's why he said. He says, hey, Carl, I'm listening live to the show as I type this. Well, all the hype there has been on supplementing with L-glutamine, I've been seeing lately that supplementing glutamine might be worthless because of its possibly becoming toxic ammonia in your body. It's a two-part question. What are your thoughts on this? This is contrary to anything. From my understanding about glutamine is that it protects against the buildup of ammonia by turning toxic ammonia into uric acid.
Yeah, and that's my understanding as well. But he brings up a good point because way back when Dr. Michael Colgan published his book, Optimum Sports Nutrition, mm-hmm. he made the point that ammonia, or glutamine rather, you know, did the opposite. It contributed to ammonia buildup.
Right.
I think what has happened is, in the ensuing years, science has actually found that it does scavenge ammonia.
Yeah.
So that being said, the problem with straight L-glutamine, and I don't know if it's a problem per se, but
the challenge.
The challenge is getting it past the stomach lining. Now, for those folks, unfortunately, that have Crohn's disease and irritable bowel syndrome, it's a godsend because it does a tremendous job of repairing the stomach lining.
Yeah, actually, the mucosal lining of the stomach is predominantly made up of glutamine. And so when you ingest glutamine, the first thing it does is it contributes to the lining of the stomach. And then anything that's not used at that point in time ends up going on into the bloodstream. And that's why Adele Musa pointed out that heavy exercise demands glutamine, and sometimes the body steals it from the lining of the stomach. So people who have stomach issues and train hard need to supplement with even more glutamine to supercompensate for this their stomach lining issues. And never mind the immune system, anything that has to do with digestion affects the immune system. So the immune response to workout, to a heavy workout, requires recovery. And the immune system says, okay, we have to focus on recovery, so we can't work on the other things that the immune system does. So your immunity drops. And this is another reason why hard training athletes should supplement with glutamine. But go ahead. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to kind of steal your thunder there. Go ahead.
No, that's okay. I guess the last point I wanted to make was, if you are using L-glutamine for purposes of, you know, actual muscle tissue repair and anti-catabolic function, you consequently, because the stomach eats up so much of it, you really need some whopper doses.
Yeah.
You know,
what is a whopper to you? 20 grams a few times a day?
Anything above 10 grams. I think, first, you know, like any other amino, it can send you into the bathroom real quick. But 10 grams, I think, is a good starting point. It's a good entry point. Multiple times per day. I've seen people go up to 20 with decent results, in particular while they're dieting. But there are, you know, more, let's say, bioavailable forms of glutamine that you may want to look into. Having said that, glutamine has been out there now for a long time, and the prices on, you know, let's say 500 grams or a kilo of it are quite reasonable. So those would be my suggestions.
There's a second part to his question.
Yeah.
He says, what do you guys think about Optimum Nutrition? It's the only protein powder that fits my budget right now. Is there anything better suited in that price range? If so, please feel free to tell me. Thank you for all the great things that you do every day. You know, when I first started training, I bought Optimum Nutrition because they had that 10-pound bag. And back then it was like $47 at Bulk Nutrition.
Right.
But it is by far the, in my humble opinion, this is just me, the most unpalatable protein powder out there. The vanilla, I think it's
yeah,
ice cream, vanilla cream, ice cream or whatever it is, ice cream flavored. I mean, it's just, the stuff is just like, it's really commodity level protein. Now, is it working for you? Perhaps it is. I don't know. There's a lot of people out there who say those inexpensive, poorly made protein powders don't get digested and don't contribute to this. And I don't know. I'm not a scientist. But
yeah,
I got to believe that there's better alternatives, like at a place like True Nutrition, where you can blend your own and get bulk rate prices. I mean, that's one choice.
Yeah. You know, Optimum, they're a giant in the industry. They make protein for a lot of people. But you know, I would tell you it is not the high-end choice. When I buy protein, I spring for the good stuff, meaning usually Ultra Peptide 2.0, which, and I use it at when it's going to, you know, have
the greatest effect.
Right, the greatest effect. So, you know, for all of those that are kind of still in this holding pattern of, you know, the sacred cow, 1 gram per pound of protein per body weight, day in, day out, sometimes 2 grams per pound. you need to kind of. I would encourage you to reconsider that, and at least during certain time periods, play with a lower protein intake, but a higher quality protein, and time it appropriately. And in particular, what I love to do is post-workout, I'll have a scoop of UltraPeptide 2.0, and I have a little personal commentary and an experiment I
sure.
did on that, if you don't mind me going into it.
Well, wait, let's save it, because we actually have to take our next commercial break, and because we went long. So why don't we do this? Stay tuned for that. We're going to talk about the UltraPeptide 2.0, because I do think that it may be a little bit more expensive than the Optimum Nutrition. But to answer your question, I think it's a better alternative for a lot of different reasons. And if you're using your protein powder the way you should be, as a quote-unquote supplement, which means that at least three or four of your meals are from real food meals, and then two or three of them are used as supplements because you're on the go, I think it's economical to do it that way. If you're one of these guys who, you know, 70% of your protein intake is coming from a protein powder, I don't care what protein powder you're using. You're making a big mistake.
Right.
And I don't care if it could be Way Natural USA, I mean, which is the Cadillac of protein powders. You're still making a big mistake. You have to be getting the majority of your protein from whole food meals. So let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break, get back on track, and answer Eddie Azzaro's question, and then come back on and do your experiment that you happen to do, quite interestingly, that we're discussing this with UltraPeptide 2.0. How's that sound?
Thanks. That's great.
Okay, so stay tuned. You're listening to the Blueprint Power Hour with Rob Regish. We'll be right back. Get started.
Guys and gals, are you over 30 with a poor sex drive, gaining unwanted fat, or feel weak or tired? You may be suffering from hormone imbalances that can be treated affordably by physician-supervised hormone therapy. Why wait to feel like you again? Call Core Medical Group now to schedule your hormone check and save $100 when you mention Superhuman Radio. Call 617-869-7961. That's 617-869-7961. Physical and medical history required prior to therapy. Some restrictions apply. Call for details, 617-869-7961. Feel like you again.
Everyone wants growth hormone because growth hormone works. Now AgeForce is offering a buy one, get one free on their most popular transdermal patch. The Power Patch contains 25 milligrams of real somatropin per patch. It delivers real, competent human growth hormone right to your bloodstream without the discomfort of injections. There's never been a better time to see what the Power Patch can do for you. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the AgeForce banner ad today. This offer ends soon. Get your growth hormone on the H-Force way, Power Patch.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. WiseChoiceMedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
I usually avoid protein bars because they're generally just candy in disguise. But that's all changed now. With Quest protein bars, we can enjoy dessert again without the guilt. With 20 grams of whey isolate protein, tons of prebiotic fiber, no sugar added, and only 2 to 6 grams of active carbohydrates per bar, Quest bars will keep you full and lean. I've never endorsed a protein bar before because I simply didn't trust them. That's all changed with the Quest bar. Not just because of what's in them, but more so for what's not. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad. Start enjoying dessert again.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
New from Rob Ragish, author of the Blueprint and SHR's own Blueprint Power Hour, comes the Blueprint Bulletin. Every month, Rob delivers the absolute latest and greatest information right to your inbox. Everything's on the table, including training, diet, supplementation, gray market products, and more. This is a fantastic way to stay one step ahead of your competition and use these secrets to up your game. Go to theblueprintbulletin.com or click the Blueprint Bulletin banner ad on superhumanradio.com to get your free introductory issue. Go to theblueprintbulletin.com today.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. Don't hate us because we feel good.
Welcome back to the Blueprint Power Hour. Okay, so this one comes from Eddie Azaro. He says, I've got a question for Rob. I heard last week about Carl smashing his toes. What's the dumbest thing you've ever done in the weight room? And now you got to go, well, I've never done anything as dumb as Carl, but what I have done is...
No, sadly, I topped you.
Really?
Well, two things. The first is an easy one. The top of the list would be pushing myself quite literally to the point of death, a.k.a. my bout with acute rhabdomyolysis.
Yes, that's right.
And for the uninitiated, and hopefully you remain uninitiated, you know, when you train with weights, the muscle's broken down into creatine kinase, which is essentially dead tissue that's floating around your body and your brain. Normal values are between 0 and 310. In other words, an intense workout will usually get somebody into the upper end of that range. When they got me to the ER, I clocked in at 13,725. And unfortunately, have the medical bills and the PDF lab panels to back that up. So
what are the symptoms of rhabdo when people get it?
I woke up delirious. I didn't know, you know, who or where I was, but you're going to see really, really dark urine, because the fact of the matter is your kidneys cannot filter all of that dead tissue fast enough. So, you know, personally speaking, it was very difficult for me to put my finger on, even though I've been doing this for a long time. When I went to bed that night, I knew something was very wrong. But how do you, you know, it's not like a splitting headache, for example, that precedes an aneurysm, or a heavy, you know, like an elephant sitting on your chest prior to a heart attack.
Right.
How do you describe 13,000 pieces of dead tissue floating around your body?
Yeah.
I couldn't. But so, just long story short, word to the wise, you can overdo it in the gym. Please don't.
How long did it take you to develop that case of rhabdo? How long were you training for? Was it that day that it happened, or did it happen over the course of a week, you think?
No, it was that day. It was a 3-hour workout. It was a combination of me getting some frustrations out, but it was a 3-hour workout. I was doing top range rack pulls, static holds, and partials on the hip belt with upwards of 900 to 1,000 pounds over and over and over. And, you know, obviously after the workout, I felt trash. It took me 30 minutes to walk up the stairs, but not until later in the day did I know something was really wrong. And then I just kind of passed out. But, you know, word to the wise, you can overdo it. Beyond that, the dumbest thing I ever did was hook EMS pads up to my pecs
you're bench pressing.
Now, Dr. Jekyll here.
I knew it.
Dr. Jekyll speculated that the combined nerve force contraction from his own brain impulses plus the EMS machine would result in a heavier bench.
It makes perfect sense.
Well, instead, I almost tore my pecs off.
Yeah, because they probably contracted and stayed contracted even when they should have been relaxing as you were letting the weight down.
Yeah, I mean, I'll never forget it. I mean, they rapidly turned dark purple.
See, the way to do that, Rob, is to have me standing next to you with the on button, and as you start to you bring the weight down, and as you start to drive the weight up, when it's about a third of the way up, then I go, now, Rob, and you push as hard as you can, and then I turn it on and zap you, and your arms go boing, 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 and that's it. That's the way it has to be done.
You shouldn't have said that, because now I'm rethinking.
Well, no, because you can't. I mean, it's like what you basically did was, you know, floored the gas pedal and hit the brakes at the same time. You there are appropriate times for the muscle to elongate, and having the electric stim on continuously is causing the muscle to want to continuously contract. And so you're letting the, so basically what you're doing is you're contracting the muscle and then allowing the force of the weight to tear the muscle apart.
Yeah, well, in my case, only some hastily applied DMSO that I had handy and lots of time off saved me.
When can you get here to Louisville so we can redo this the right way?
Oh, God. There's no way. Not after that. Not after that. I'll never forget that. I do a lot of unorthodox things in the pursuit of finding a better way, not just for me, but for, you know, other guys, so I can put it in my books and newsletters and answer questions. But, you know, some of them work, some of them don't. I caution that some of these things aren't worth the risk, because as they loaded me into the ambulance after that rhabdo episode, all I could think about was my 5-year-old son at the time. You know, and something tells me Nicholas Maximus would have a hard time coming to grips with a father that went out like that.
Yeah, who trained himself to death, basically.
Yeah. So here's the final word. We all do dumb stuff, and it's not easy to talk about this. But I think both you and I are sharing our mistakes here in the hopes that everybody can learn from them and hopefully not make them. Plus,
the heck with everybody. I want to learn from them.
Yeah. You can't make gains in the ER or worse, the cemetery. There's your bottom line.
Well, I got to tell you, and I'm training legs tomorrow and opening. I'm doing the same routine I did last week when I broke my toes. But this time, I will only put 8 plates on the lower stem because 9 plates no longer fits thanks to the thicker plates.
Huh.
And I'll just have to, put the extra plate on the top stem and be done with it. Now I know. And even with that, I will not put my feet directly beneath the plate as I go to pull one off. I mean, I'm going to do it, you know, I'm going to look like I'm passing a baby from now on, where my legs are going to be really wide and nothing can fall on my feet.
I was going to say, you're going to get an internet drubbing if this ever happens.
Oh,
again.
You know what? It was the stupidest thing I have ever done in my life, bar none. And I've done some stupid things. When I lived in Las Vegas, when I was in my 20s, I'm not in the gym, but I did some stupid things. But this was by far the stupidest thing, because you would think that I would have had the common sense after it just happened 5 minutes later not to walk to the other side of the leg press machine and have it happen again. It was like, I swear, I felt like this was a Dumb and Dumber movie. I thought, did this really happen to me? I had an out-of-body moment where I was looking at myself going, you are possibly the stupidest human being on the planet right now. I mean, it was like unbelievable. But anyway, I'm not letting it keep me down. I will be training legs tomorrow. So
good man.
Okay, let's do this. Let's see here. We have your personal commentary, and then we'll take a break and then do the blueprint tip of the day. So let's talk about your experiment with Ultrapeptide 2.0 and GABA. What's this about?
Well, you know, many people have heard me discuss the merits of extreme formulations, ultrapeptide, on here. And in particular, the fact that its micellar casein drips amino acids into the blood for up to 7 hours. Now, it contains whey 2, which gives you the best of both worlds. However, I recently performed a little test just to see how true this was versus straight whey protein. So here's what I did. This is the baseline. Whenever I take 5 grams of GABA on an empty stomach, usually late afternoon, right, I get the tingles, the paresthesia, my body heats up, I start sweating a little bit, and within 20 minutes, it's lights out and I'm down for a nap. Like I call them GH baths. Test number one was at precisely 2 p.m. one day, I took 20 grams of whey isolate in the form of one of those protein isolate power shots, ANSIs to be precise. And then 2.5 hours later, I took my 5 grams of GABA. Taking straight whey and then GABA 2.5 hours later, I felt all the telltale signs GABA was crossing the blood-brain barrier, indicating that no, the whey had washed out. There weren't any competing amino acids still around from the whey. And GABA, again, put me out for about an hour. Test number two was, again, at 2 p.m., I took a scoop of ultrapeptide 2.0, an equivalent amount of about 18 grams of whey and micellar calcinate. 6 hours later, not just two and a half, but six, I took 5 grams of GABA. When I did that, and I took slammed the 5 grams of GABA, zilch. No paresthesia, no tingles, no relaxation effect, and no sleepy time GH path. So to me, that validated the fact that, yes, the aminos from micellar casein are still in your system, doing their job of keeping nitrogen retention and protein synthesis elevated. Here's the bottom line on this little experiment. There's nothing wrong with whey. It's a great protein. But I'm sharing this to illustrate a point. There really is merit to combining both protein sources, to say nothing of how great the stuff tastes. You know that. If you're going to be going or want elevated, you know, amino acid levels in the bloodstream, or you know you're going to, let's say, be sitting at a desk and you might not have time to eat the rest of the day or be away from food, this is the way to go. As always, I'll leave it up to the listeners to decide for themselves, but I thought it was an interesting little experiment.
Yeah, I think so, too. And what other experiments are you going to be doing in the short term, Rob? Can you let us in on anything?
Well, I do have I have actually two new products in the works, one of which is getting very close, and you'll be hearing more about that hopefully within the next month. But further out, I have a product that's being dedicated to the first step in the muscle growth equation, which we know is a three-step process: stimulate, recover, and grow. That first part, stimulate, relates to how much you're able to lift or the amount of overload that you're able to deliver in the gym. Essentially, what this product is going to be a mind-muscle connection, central nervous system, not stimulant per se, but it's going to work on both the brain and the body with the objective of recruiting the maximal amount of muscle fibers such that you can lift as heavy and hard as possible. It's going to have the nice side effect of fat loss, too, with some ingredients in there that are targeted specifically through for fat loss, which are not being addressed today, in my opinion. It's part nootropic, part pre-workout, and part fat burner. And it's going to address and hopefully open up a whole new product category for trainees. I see a void out there today. I see a lot of pre-workout products that get you, you know, jacked up. Yeah, your central nervous system is lit up. There are others that work more on the brain. And there are your classic thermogenic fat burners. What I don't see is a product that does all three. The challenge for me is getting my hands on some of the ingredients, yeah, which are not quote unquote stock items.
Yeah. Yeah, and so, then you have to make sure that they're legit, too. All right, let's do this. Let's take our last commercial break. When we come back, Rob is going to perform the Blueprint Tip of the Day. The Blueprint Power Hour is brought to you by the Blueprint Bulletin. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Blueprint Bulletin banner ad today to get your free trial issue. Learn, and then grow. We'll be right back.
New from Rob Ragish, author of The Blueprint and SHR's own Blueprint Power Hour, comes The Blueprint Bulletin. Every month, Rob delivers the absolute latest and greatest information right to your inbox. Everything's on the table, including training, diet, supplementation, gray market products, and more. This is a fantastic way to stay one step ahead of your competition and use these secrets to up your game. Go to theblueprintbulletin.com or click the Blueprint Bulletin banner ad on superhumanradio.com to get your free introductory issue. Go to the Blueprint Bulletin.com today.
Save money and gain performance and health benefits with Way Natural USA. They are overstocked and having a blowout sale on 2.5 pound jugs of grass-fed whey. This awesome product comes from Amish-fed cows inside the USA. Way Natural USA is cold processed through the patented Chill-Rite method and comes with only three ingredients: grass-fed whey protein concentrate, organic flavor, and stevia. Save big. Just click the Way Natural USA banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Get a free sample plus a 15% discount with free shipping coupon product for the first 100 customers.
No other peptide supplier has a more complete offering than Southern Research Companies. And no other peptide supplier can boast that all their research peptides are manufactured inside the United States in Tier 1 labs. Whether you're looking for IGF-1 Long R3, GHRP6, GHRP2, Melanotan 2, Mechano Growth Factor, or PT-141, or hard-to-find peptides like Triptorelin or Follistatin, you'll find them at Southern Research Companies. Free shipping on orders over $150. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Southern Research banner ad today and do business with the most trusted name in research peptides, Southern Research Companies.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
Jumping higher, lifting more. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. Right after the Blueprint Power Hour, we'll be joined by Cindy Nachman from Altrient. Really, really interesting story about the company. I wanted to get these guys on the show for a long time. Met them at an anti-aging convention, an A4M convention, probably about 4 years ago in Las Vegas. Maybe a little bit longer than that, actually. Outstanding company, doing innovative things. Taking, sometimes what innovation is, it's not coming up with something new, but it's taking something that works and making it work better.
Yeah.
And that's what they've done. And we'll talk about that later in the show. Okay. So now we move on to the blueprint tip of the day. What is the blueprint tip of the day? Pray tell, Rob Reckles.
The tip of the day is the allure of research peptides. So many of us come here every week for two reasons, right? Physique and performance enhancement. And beyond the fundamentals of solid diet, training, and sleep, you'll eventually ask yourself this question: what else can I do to get better and or faster results? And the answer usually leads to four options, right? Number one, steroids. You know, those obviously come to mind. Number two, legally available pro-hormones, shrinking by the day. Three, legal dietary supplements. And four, research peptides. So right off the bat, I'm going to take steroids out of the mix because, A, they've been discussed ad nauseum, and, B, they're illegal in most countries. Further, I'm going to pass on pro-hormones as it's only a matter of time. What remains out there today is currently in the crosshairs of our congressional clowns, and you need only look at the pending legislation to validate, right, what I'm saying. The loopholes are being closed. Legal dietary supplements, They have come a long way, and the good news is they still have legs, in my opinion. Long legs, meaning there are some new products in development that are going to change your expectations as to what a natural dietary supplement could do. Still, there's this considerable chasm that exists between the results one could expect from dietary supplements and steroids, right? Research peptides bridge that gap between supplements and androgens, which is to say, generally speaking, they work better than most supplements, but not quite as well as androgens. And the appeal comes in given their legal status, at least in the United States. They're legal for, quote-unquote, research purposes, with most websites providing the caveat, not for human use, yada, yada. Now, obviously, this hasn't stopped people from using them, as there is plenty of feedback out there across various boards that you can peruse with people speaking to their experiences. Laws vary by state, but in many of the states here, possession of these peptides and needles is legal. The vast majority, of course, are injectable. It's only illegal in some states, in most states, to pin yourself with said peptides, which, of course, is why we use lab rats instead. So to be sure, this is a gray area if there ever was one. Yet, it holds a lot of promise for the aging athlete who is typically shunned by the medical community, right? Let's be honest. Upsides include a whole host of what are known as SARMs, or selective androgen receptor modulators, GH-releasing peptides, GH fragments that are targeted for their fat-burning properties, growth factors such as IGF-1, thyroid-stimulating peptides, and even cosmetic peptides, which help you get a darker tan.
Or grow more hair.
Or grow more hair. Or, in the case of, right, Solank, relax.
Yeah.
Downsides of the peptides you should be aware of, and they largely include the unknown, meaning this is sort of the Wild West of performance enhancement these days. Because if you look at androgens or steroids, they've been studied and used for over 60 years, right? We know what the effects are. We know what the side effects are. We know which ones are liver toxic, which ones aren't, et cetera, et cetera. Research peptides, by and large, are still in their infancy, at least the use of such. Thus, there exist some risks. Take, for example, the SARM known as S4. User feedback that I've seen includes a yellowish tint to the skin. That's person-dependent, but it seems to start around 75
milligrams. And it can also change the color of your vision and give it that same yellow cast, the things that you see.
Yeah, and a lot of the other feedback that I read is this loss of night vision. So the question becomes, are these side effects reversible, you know, upon cessation of the drug? Nobody knows. You know, that's just the truth of the matter. Nobody knows. And this is one of those topics, Carl, that I wanted to engage you on because I don't speak to things that I don't have a practical experience
well,
with.
Well, and there's only so much I can actually say. Let's be honest, okay?
Yeah.
We've done shows on peptides before, and there's really so much I can say because I cannot endorse the use or suggest the use of research peptides on people individually. And we've talked about uses on the show before kind of in contrast and peripherally. But it would be, I couldn't go on and say, well, this is what you should do and this is what you shouldn't do, quite frankly. Although
yeah.
We've done shows on peptides. We've done shows on peptides like CJC-1295 and growth hormone releasing peptides, GHRP-6 and GHRP-2. We've done shows on peptides that appear to be able to mitigate the damage from stroke and heart attack, like thymosin beta-4. We've talked about fragment peptides of growth hormone, fragments 171, I want to say 176 to 191. They require 5 injections a day, and they absolutely mobilize body fat dramatically. You know, we've talked about these things. And quite frankly, if someone is intrigued to learn more about peptides, you can go to one of our sponsors, Southern Research Companies, and by clicking their banner ad. They have every good peptide out there that's worth learning about, from cosmetic peptides to those that increase growth hormone production, to those that increase white blood cell production, to those that stimulate the thyroid, and everything down the line, and all their peptides are made inside the United States. But, you know, we get emails from people from time to time asking us these questions. And quite frankly, the other problem, Rob, is that we've come to the end of the segment, and I do have a guest waiting in the wings. So here, why don't we do this? Why don't we just promise to do some new peptide shows, and I'll get some experts on the show who can tell you what peptides are best for cutting and bulking and such and so on and so on. And we'll just look at the science in a vacuum and not necessarily say, hey, this is what you should do. This is what I did. How about that one?
Yeah, I think that would be great, you know, not only for everybody involved, but I would love to learn, too, because I do feel that, you know, these peptides do bridge the gap, like I said, between androgens and the upper levels of safe legal supplements.
There's no doubt about it that these peptides work when they are legitimate peptides. They are effective. They do what they're supposed to do. And there is some magic in them. So we'll start doing some more peptide shows. I used to do a lot of them. We'll start doing them again. How's that sound?
Excellent.
Rob Regish, thanks so much for doing the Blueprint Power Hour today, which actually became a power hour and a half.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me,
and we'll
brother.
See you Thursday on the roundtable discussion on strength and hypertrophy, okay?
Looking forward to it.
Okay. All right, stay tuned. When we come back, we're going to have Cindy Nachman from Altrient on to talk about the Altrient mission. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio. No other peptide supplier has a more complete offering than Southern Research Companies. And no other peptide supplier can boast that all their research peptides are manufactured inside the United States in Tier 1 labs. Whether you're looking for IGF-1 Long R3, GHRP6, GHRP2, Melanotan-2, Mechanical Growth Factor, or PT-141, or hard-to-find peptides like Triptorelin or Follistatin, you'll find them at Southern Research Companies. Free shipping on orders over $150. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Southern Research banner ad today and do business with the most trusted name in research peptides, Southern Research Company.
Guys and gals, are you over 30 with a poor sex drive, gaining unwanted fat, or feel weak or tired? You may be suffering from hormone imbalances that can be treated affordably by physician-supervised hormone therapy. Why wait to feel like you again? Call Core Medical Group now to schedule your hormone check and save $100 when you mention Superhuman Radio. Call 617-869-7961. That's 617-869-7961. Physical and medical history required prior to therapy. Some restrictions apply. Call for details, 617-869-7961. Feel like you again.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business. True Protein is now TrueNutrition.com. The company that gave you personalized protein blends has now expanded their offerings to include over 5,000 new products. Whether your interests are health and fitness, sports nutrition and supplements, or fitness gear and accessories, you'll find what you're looking for at TrueNutrition.com. Check out the new vegetarian and vegan product lines as well. Oh, and don't worry, you can still blend your own personal protein supplements with a full range of milk, whey, casein, beef, egg, rice, and soy proteins. Check out TrueNutrition.com.
nutrition.com today.
This time of year, it seems everyone's sick. You need to do everything you can to avoid it. A healthy immune system starts with a healthy lifestyle. This includes Altrian C. Altrian C delivers the vitamin C your body needs. In fact, Altrian delivers 200% more vitamin C than pills or powders. Go to AltrianC.com. That's AltrianC.com. It even comes with a money-back guarantee. For vitamin C that actually gets absorbed, go to AltriantC.com or call 888-437-6353 to order. That's 888-437-6353. Altriant C, 21st Century Vitamin C.
Get stronger. Feel younger. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. Okay. During the beginning of the show, Rob Regish and I were talking about the Arnold and how it's so hard to find companies that have innovative products today. And that's one of the things we struggle with here at the show. The company we're going to talk to about now with my next guest, Cindy Nachman, is a company that I encountered almost 5 years ago at an A4M convention in Las Vegas. And the funny thing is I kept their information in my wallet. And I thought, you know, I've got to get this company to come aboard. And timing was perfect because they were looking at expanding a little bit, because typically they market directly through clinicians and physicians, but they were launching a end-user friendly line, if you will. How you doing, Cindy?
I'm very well, Carl. Thanks for having me today.
Yeah, we're very excited to have you aboard. You know, and the first thing we have to talk about is Altrian's history and its parent company, Livon Labs, because a lot of people I've found know of your products already, because they may be getting them, as recommended by their clinicians, but under the Livon name. Isn't that correct?
That's correct. Livon, came into being in 2004 after a 2.5 year development period for our vitamin C product. And the, alternative care community immediately picked up on, our products. But the way we had been selling them to the professionals was very scientific, and we decided that the end user might not necessarily be interested in all of the scientific terms. So we've spun Altrient off into its own company, and we're now reaching out to the end retail user. And we have the science for those people that want it, but basically we know that most people only have a 15-second attention span now, so we kind of got rid of most of the science in our marketing materials.
And quite the contrary to our audience, that tend to be very, very intelligent. We have lots of clinicians that listen to the show, but we do have people who thrive on the science. And yesterday we did a show with Dr. Tom Levy about his book, Curing the Incurable, which really embraces vitamin C as a forgotten agent in the eradication and management of disease. And what I said in the byline for the show when we posted it was, we're always looking for something sexier. We can't believe that this this specific compound, this specific molecule, which has been a steadfast partner of ours for thousands of years, can really be all that great. There's got to be something technologically better out there, and really there isn't. But what your company did was take a good thing and make it technologically better by overcoming a lot of the challenges for delivery. So talk about the liposomal delivery system, because I know there's things that are different about yours than some of the stuff that you see on the market. Some of the liposomal vitamin C I see out there, it's a very clear yellowish liquid, and it tastes foul and so on. You guys didn't go that way, did you?
No, we were actually the first company to bring liposome delivery technology onto the marketplace. And as expected, we had about a two and a half year run until we got quite a few copycats out there in the marketplace. We have tested all of their products, and we found that most of them come up short. What we're doing is using highly purified essential phospholipids to encapsulate or to protect the molecule of a water-soluble nutrient from the stomach acid. The product holds together really well, and it actually will go through the stomach acid, get into the blood immediately, and then it goes inside the cells, passes right through the cell wall. Some of our copycat competitors, they're calling their products liposome encapsulated, but quite a few of them are simply emulsions, which is a totally different kind of situation. They're just taking phospholipids and mixing it with ascorbic acid and calling it a liposome preparation, and that's not necessarily true. So we're very aware of the people. If you see a product that has to be refrigerated, every time you open up the lid, the product is oxidizing. And also, it should hold together. And so a lot of the things in the bottles, they will separate,
yes,
and you get a layer on top. So that's not necessarily a good quality product.
In fact, a true liposomal delivery system is quite akin to the same types of lecithin-based organogels that are used as topical drug delivery systems or transdermals. It's a very sophisticated system, is it not?
Yes, the science was developed by the pharmaceutical industry back in the 70s and 80s, and they were using it to deliver drugs unharmed through the stomach acid. Those early patents expired, and we managed to access those for our products. However, the pharmaceutical industry is still using liposome delivery system, but their new patents are very, very sophisticated. They can release, time release. They can piggyback drugs on top of each other and have them release at different points and different places in the blood. So they've really brought the technology a long way, which is probably overkill for the dietary supplement industry. And if we tried to mimic what the pharmaceutical companies are doing, it would be so expensive, you know, like the drugs are, that the end retail user wouldn't even be able to afford to purchase those kinds of products.
So what made Livon even get into this world of liposomally delivered vitamin C? And then we'll talk about some of the other products that you've grown into.
Well, it's a long story, but my husband, who's 15 years older than I, we were married in 2000 for our second marriages, and he had his very first heart episode on our honeymoon on a cruise. We didn't know what was happening at that time, and he went to four different cardiologists, and they all told him, your heart is in such bad shape. Go home and get your affairs in order because we're putting you on a heart transplant list, and there's nothing else we can do for you. So being connected to the alternative world, he had reached out and found a cardiologist who knew about high-dose vitamin C, and he went for intravenous infusions several times a week, and that eventually turned him around. This fellow, the doctor, said, you know, if you could figure out a way to get liposomes, do a vitamin C and a liposome delivery system, you could probably do great work with the health of the world. And so 2.5 years after research and development, we had a product and it got on the market. So this is more of a personal mission for us as a company to get the word out.
They say necessity is the mother of invention. And
absolutely.
I love these kind of stories because this is not the story of a company that looked at a segment in a category and said, hey, there's an opportunity and let's go. This was, you know, we need to save this man's life. What we need does not exist. We're not going to let anything stop us. We're going to make it exist.
Well, we had quite a few hurdles to overcome in the research and development process. Manufacturing liposomes, any kind of nutrient or whatever, it's a very tricky industry and science. So everything has to be just perfect as far as the balance of the phospholipids to the nutrient you're encapsulating.
Right.
It's very technical, and, yeah, it took us quite some time to get it to the marketplace, but we're very pleased. And to be honest with you, we didn't get involved in this vitamin C business to make a ton of money. It was really more a mission to the people to help them take control of their health.
What kind of stories do you get from people who are using your liposomal vitamin C that have been suffering from diseases? I have to believe that you get contacts from clients who say, you know, God bless you. Thank you for making this product.
We get comments like that from all over the world. And I could go down a list of different things, but if I did that, the FDA would come and arrest me because, you know, we can't talk about any kind of disease. Just let me say that it's helping a lot of people, and some of them are, you know, ambulatory, saving their lives. It's just been a marvelous, rewarding experience to get their feedback.
Okay, so the vitamin C product was your flagship product in the beginning. When did you introduce your second liposomally delivered nutrient?
The second product was the vitamin B complex with trace minerals for energy production and blood sugar control. We brought the vitamin C on board in 2004, and by 2006, we had the vitamin B complex on board.
Now, this B complex is not only good for energy, but it also is the same exact formula that you would require for the dissipation of advanced glycation end products, which is all a big issue in this country today.
Yes, and we were actually way ahead of the curve on that. When we introduced the product back then, no one in the general public knew anything about advanced glycation end products, which was really interesting. And it became a process of educating the public. And, of course, once you start throwing around 10-syllable words, their eyes glaze over.
Right, right.
But we did formulate the product to help control metabolism and glucose in the body. And we know that the benfotiamine in the product is a B1 derivative in its fat-soluble form. That's the primary active ingredient. There have been a lot of research on benfotiamine that shows that it can slow down the process of advanced glycation end products, or AGEs. There's nothing on the market, whether a pharmaceutical or a supplement, that can reverse it. So all you can really hope to do is slow it down.
Right, right. But I know that we did a show with Dr. William Wong a couple years ago, and he talked about B-complex in combination with systemic enzymes and vitamin C, liposomal vitamin C, and that combination having the ability, in his opinion, to actually break down not only fibrotic tissue but also the byproducts of the advanced glycation end products and allow the body to reabsorb them. Now, I'm just repeating what he said several years ago from recollection, but it is important that you stop them from occurring in the first place as a minimum. We have to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we're going to talk more about Altrient. We're talking to Cindy Nachman with Altrient. Also, for those of you who have been using these products under the Live On Labs name, because your clinician has been telling you to use them. We have a special offer right now. If you go to superhumanradio.com and click the Altrient C banner ad, my audience is getting a special deal on this fantastic, the only one of its kind, lots of imitators, but no duplicators of this product. Go to superhumanradio.com, click the Altrient C banner ad today, and take advantage of this. This should be one of your foundation supplements, folks. One of those supplements that Dr. Michael Smith from Life Extension Foundation says, well, you build on it, you should be taking a liposomal form of vitamin C so you don't get diseases. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Seems everyone's sick. You need to do everything you can to avoid it. A healthy immune system starts with a healthy lifestyle. This includes Altrient C. Altrient C delivers the vitamin C your body needs. In fact, Altrient delivers 200% more vitamin C than pills or powders. Go to AltrientC.com. That's AltrientC.com. It even comes with a money-back guarantee. For vitamin C that actually gets absorbed, go to AltrientC.com or call 888-437-6353 to order. That's 888-437-6353. Altrient C.
21st Century Vitamin C.
Everyone wants growth hormone because growth hormone works. Now H-Force is offering a buy one, get one free on their most popular transdermal patch. The Power Patch contains 25 milligrams of real somatropin per patch. It delivers real, competent human growth hormone right to your bloodstream without the discomfort of injections. There's never been a better time to see what the Power Patch can do for you. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the H-Force banner ad today. This offer ends soon. Get your growth hormone the H-Force way. Power Patch.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business. You train hard. You push the limits of your body every day, and sometimes pain pushes back. Now silence your pain with Phoenix Kinetocream. Kinetocream is made using a perfect blend of natural ingredients and reduces inflammation and shuts down pain with its very first use. Listen to what one user said about Phoenix Kinetocream.
Training made me ache. My back, my shoulders, even my elbows. I rub Kinetocream on my shoulders, and in minutes, I could feel the pain go away. Not covered up by that freezing feeling like other creams. The pain was gone.
You can learn more about Kinetocream by visiting PhoenixBioPerformance.com. Don't let pain slow you down. Rise above the ashes with Phoenix Kinetocream. That's PhoenixBioPerformance.com.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answer to your question. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead.
Your radio just got ripped. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking with Cindy Nachman from Altrient. Those of you who know the company as Live On Labs, they have an amazing reputation in the industry. And they didn't stop there. So they have a liposomal vitamin C product, which, by the way, Cindy, I since doing the show with Dr. Levy yesterday, because I do have a root canal tooth in my mouth.
Uh-oh.
Well, I thought, you know what? I'm going to up my dose of C for the next couple weeks. I love the flavor of it. I literally tear the pouch open and I just squeeze it between my lips and pull it out so that, you know, it stays in my mouth. It has almost a buttery flavor to me.
Yes, that's the fat content. It's essential fatty acids in the essential phospholipids. It has a fatty taste on your mouth. You are a hardcore user. That's actually the way most of us here in the office take the product directly into our mouth. We don't generally recommend that new people start that way because you have this big blob of fat laying on your tongue. So it kind of grosses people out. So what we generally tell people to do is squeeze it into about 1 ounce of liquid. It can be juice, water, anything that's cool, and just chug-a-lug it like a tequila shooter, and it goes right down. But it won't dissolve in the liquid, so
yeah.
That's really important.
Well, and so then you introduced yet a third product to your lineup, which to me is one of the most exciting products out there that no one is doing, and that's liposomally delivered glutathione.
Yes, we have a new formula of the glutathione that is just beautiful. It's creamy. It's the texture of it is very similar to our vitamin C
yes.
and our vitamin B complex, We're really excited about this product. It is reduced glutathione, not the precursors. It's the actual reduced glutathione protected by the liposomes. And that should be on the market in the next couple of weeks. Well, probably by April, I would say, we should have it out and be stocked up with it. But there's a large demand. People are waiting for this product.
And it contains a sulfur base, correct? It's sulfur based?
Glutathione does have a sulfur base to it. And most of the ones that are on the market, including our previous formula, smell like sulfur, that rotten egg smell. This new formula that we have has really bypassed that issue, and also the taste of it, too. Whenever you're taking a glutathione, the competitors' products and our old stuff, it was really gross-tasting, quite frankly. But this is a beautiful product. No real taste to it, just a little bit of the sulfur smell, but we're very proud of it. And so we're trying to get it into stock.
Now, these three products together are three of the most exciting products I've come across in a long time, and I'm sincere about this. A liposomally delivered vitamin C, B complex, and glutathione. I mean, this is absolutely the trinity of health and longevity, in my opinion. And liposomally delivered, so they're getting into the cell. We know we've done so many shows where we've talked about blood levels, serum levels of things are not as meaningful as the medical orthodoxy thinks, because if it's not getting in the cell, it's not doing anything. It's just floating around in the blood. And the liposomally delivered agents, as Dr. Tom Levy points out yesterday, not only have the ability to get into the cell, but in the case of the antioxidants, like the glutathione and the vitamin C, require no energy, so they do not undergo any oxidation as they're getting into the cell.
That's correct, and that's the beauty of the delivery system. What you're taking orally, you're actually getting into the system, and there's no conversion necessary. Once it's in the body, it just goes right into the cell, and we do have pictures of that happening with our vitamin C product. That was pretty exciting. We can see the liposome crossing through the cell wall.
Really?
Yes, we do. Mm-hmm.
Can you take too much vitamins, liposomal vitamin C?
With the liposome vitamin C, our maintenance recommended daily dose is 1 to 2 packets a day. Personally, I take a lot more than that because I do have 7 root canals, and I'm not willing to have them pulled out just because of vanity, I guess.
Right.
But so I take a lot more. On our vitamin B complex, we only recommend 1 a day in the morning, maximum 2. If you take a second dose, it should be early afternoon because it can interfere with your sleep. And then the glutathione, 1 to 2 a day would be the maintenance dose. And if you're going to take the vitamin C, if you can only take 1, that would be my selected product. However, if you can take a glutathione at the same time as the vitamin C, they will recharge each other by donating electrons, so they'll last longer inside of the body.
I have to tell you a story. I've been taking a B100 complex for years that I buy at Kroger's, and I generally take 2 of these a day. And other than maybe a little more yellow color in my urine, I really don't notice anything about them. Well, I took 2 pouches of the B complex, the Altrient ME, one day. And Elisa said to me, I can smell the vitamin B coming out of your skin. And I sniffed my arm and I thought, oh my God, I've never noticed that before. I've been taking vitamin B for decades. It's like, it's never done that to me. And I said to her, oh my God, this stuff really does get into you. I just need to take 1 a day. That's it.
Yeah, just 1 a day is what we do recommend. We did some trade shows in the South last year, and I had one woman stop at our booth, and I said, well, here, take a pack of this. And she came back the next day, and she goes, oh, kicked in at 8 o'clock at night, and I was up till 1 a.m. cleaning my house.
Yes, vitamin B will inhibit melatonin. Certain Bs, I believe it's B12, will inhibit melatonin production. Now, the B12 that's in yours is methyl, isn't it?
Yeah, it's the methylcobalamin, so there's no chemical transition or conversion that needs to be done with it. It's the good stuff.
Well, it's also not cyanide-bound, which is really critical. I mean, people don't realize when they're taking methyl cyanocobalamin, that cyano portion is cyanide.
you know, nice.
Yeah, right, isn't it? Well, the FDA says a little bit won't hurt you.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's their mantra. Okay, so you also offer a money-back guarantee. Can you just briefly talk about what the money-back guarantee is for people out there who want to try the product?
Absolutely. We're one of the very few companies in the supplement industry that has 100% money-back guarantee for life. So most of the companies will offer 30, 60, 90-day money-back guarantee, but we have people that, you know, have had the product, they've taken three cartons of it for 4 years ago, and then they decide they want their money back. They send in the empty cartons, and we refund their whole purchase price to them, and it's our way of trying to give people a level of comfort that it's really a no-risk proposition for them.
Wow, you guys are like Nordstrom's.
Yeah, that's right.
Nordstrom's, you can wear a pair of shoes for 3 years and bring them back and say you don't want them, and they'll take them back. So.
That's what my girlfriends tell me.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. All right, well, listen, I think this is really, for those of you listening right now, obviously, I'm taking these supplements, and I wanted this company as a sponsor. I met them about 4 or 5 years ago at an A4M convention in Las Vegas, and I knew then that they were on the cutting edge of delivering these very effective vitamins and antioxidants, but in a unique way that makes them work. This is better than going and getting a Myers cocktail. Take the ME and the C together, and it's like giving yourself a Myers cocktail every day. You know, I know people that go, Cindy, to their naturopath once every other week and pay $180 every time to get a Myers cocktail. You could do the same thing by taking a couple packets of C and a packet or two of the ME, and you're giving yourself a Myers cocktail at home.
Well, they are very effective products, and we feel that they're efficacious and they're doing people a lot of good, and it's not as expensive as sitting in a doctor's office with an IV.
Yeah, there you go, waiting for him to push it every
couple
of seconds.
Well, most people can't even find a doctor to do intravenous therapy, so that's half the battle there.
Right, right. I want you guys to show this company some love. I'm really happy that they've come aboard. They have great products, not only for you but for your family and friends. If you're spending little money on vitamin B and vitamin C now, you're just literally throwing the money away, and the supplement is doing nothing for you. Spend just a little bit more and get a supplement that actually does something for you. You're just spending the difference then. So check them out. Go to superhumanradio.com, and we have a special offer right now on the Altrient vitamin C, and we will have specials on the ME, and can't wait, chomping at the bit, the new glutathione product. I think everybody should be taking glutathione. Everybody. In this toxic environment that we live in, oh, man, I can't even stress that enough. Cindy, thank you so much for being on the show today and for being a sponsor of the show.
Well, thanks for having me, Carl. Appreciate it.
Okay, talk to you soon.
All righty. Bye-bye.
All right, so there you go. Check it out. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Altrient C banner ad today. Also want to thank Rob Regish for the Blueprint Power Hour, and also for his Blueprint Bulletin. Check it out. Go to superhumanradio.com. Click the Blueprint Bulletin banner ad today and get your free issue of the Blueprint Bulletin. We'll see everybody tomorrow. We got great shows planned tomorrow. Thanks for listening.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where brawn and brains finally meet. This is the Superhuman Channel, where brawn and brains finally meet.